Helper? Is that you, boy?
Something stirred in the inky shadows at the edge of the trees east of the trail. Did failing light play tricks? Or did eyes gleam there?
Helper?
Without warning, the huge animal burst from the darkness.
Dire wolf!
Sunchaser fell backward a step and pulled a dart from the quiver on his back. He knocked it in his atlatl and braced himself to cast. When the animal was close enough, he would dart it in the heart and run.
Dire wolves are so hard to kill.
The wind shifted and brought Sunchaser a strange, cloying odor, oddly human. The dire wolf crested the hill. Those brown eyes bored into Sunchaser, and he perceived something familiar in that hate-filled gaze. Sunchaser launched his dart with all of his strength. The dire wolf leaped aside like a spirit dancer, whirling, then staggering. The dart had lodged in the front shoulder, where it flopped with each tortured leap the animal made. Sunchaser, his senses blurred by panic, ran for the trees. The wolf sounded terrifyingly close behind him. Sunchaser pounded into the forest and ran for the closest pine, slipped his atlatl through his belt, and then jumped to grab the lowest limb. He swung himself up so he could hook his knees over another branch, but before he could climb higher, the glint of fangs flashed in the corner of his vision. Claws ripped through the flesh and muscles in his chest and right arm. The force of the impact jerked him from the tree. When he hit the pine duff, he rolled up onto his knees. The wolf stood no more than 10 paces away, glaring hate.
Why doesn't it charge?
A glimmer of something akin to fear lit the animal's dark eyes. Sunchaser slowly slid his hand toward the darts on his back. Running would be futile. Before he could even get to his feet, the beast would leap and knock him flat again. Blood spread warmly across his torn shirt and ran in rivulets down his arm. The wolf's fangs had merely glanced across his chest, but had cut deep through his arm, slicing an artery. He couldn't possibly cast another dart, at least not with his right hand, and he couldn't do it accurately with his left. He would have to wield his dart like a spear, and with his left hand. Trembling, Sunchaser lifted the dart before him, pausing only long enough to breathe spirit into the stone point. The wolf stalked forward. Saliva dripped from its muzzle, coating its chest with a silver froth. It had broken the dart shaft during the chase, but a short length of the smoothed willow still protruded from its front shoulder. Sticky blood clotted around it. As the wolf came closer, it probed the forest floor with its nose, licking hungrily at the spots of Sunchaser's blood on the duff, the way a dreamer would drink from the nectar of sacred plants to gain their power. Sunchaser set the long dart in the Otlatl's hook and crouched, mouth dry, ready to thrust. The animal sensed his fear, sensed that final desperation. The huge wolf twisted sideways, sidestepping the dart point at the last instant. Sunchaser made it halfway to his feet. The wolf knocked him backward, sending him sliding through the pine duff. The wolf's jaws closed around his left leg, and Sunchaser twisted away, lashing out with his blade, cutting a gash in the wolf's black hide. A frenzy of madness possessed Wolf. With jaws locked on Sunchaser's arm, the animal shook him the way coyote shakes rabbit to kill it, and the dart point was flung into the darkness. Wolf lunged for Sunchaser's throat, and Sunchaser kicked out. He twisted wildly while Wolf's canines ripped at his blocking arms. He squirmed backward, trying to reach the dart point. Wolf hesitated, looked up, suddenly distracted, and Sunchaser dove for his dart point. He plunged the blade deep into Wolf's right hindquarter. Wolf was about to attack again. A hurtling black body slammed into the animal. Sunchaser rolled free, scrambling to recover.
Help her!
Sunchaser staggered forward, seeking to drive his dart point into the dire wolf, but finding no opportunity in the milling legs, snapping teeth, and thrashing tails. In an instant, the dire wolf tore free and raced away into the trees, Helper slashing at his rear.
Helper! No!
Sunchaser dropped to his knees, spent.
Don't chase him! Let him go!
But dire wolf might return to finish the kill. Sunchaser's entire body throbbed as he slid backward, leaving a broad trail of blood. He managed to drag himself into a dense pile of deadfall, deep into the smell of moldering wood and new grass. He collapsed on his left side. Here, at least, his back and sides were protected from attack. Sunchaser weakly lifted his head.
Help her! Help her!
A black blot in the darkness, Helper crawled in, sniffing at the blood, licking Sunchaser's hand, then his face, the tongue warm and reassuring.
You all right?
Sunchaser was so weary he couldn't reach down to pat his friend.
Good boy, Helper. Good boy. Are you all right? Did Wolf hurt you?
Helper pawed at him, as if trying to get him to move.
Yes, you're...
Sunchaser shifted his mangled leg.
You're in much better condition than I am.
With every beat of his heart, blood drenched his ripped shirt and pants, and a numb sensation filtered through him. He felt strangely detached from his body, as though his spirit floated high above him. Was he losing so much blood?
Helper, Helper, go find Oxbaum. He's up the trail. Go find Oxbaum.
Helper madly scrambled out of the deadfall. Sunchaser could feel himself slipping away, grayness fading. Pain flayed him as his shocked nerves awoke in a flood of agony. So lightheaded, drifting, something nagged at the back of his mind, something about the wolf. What? The wolf. Those burning brown eyes, that fetid human scent. Its mad frenzy. Why had it... Sunchaser rolled to his back and peered unseeing at the dimness. Dire wolves have yellow eyes.
Oh, spirits, no.